Bishops Radio. I am Messigon, your host. Let's pray. Our Father and God, our Maker of all things, we bless your holy name and thank you for ordaining this podcast to bless, transform, liberate, and lift all who come in contact with it. We give you praise because your word is true and you are faithful. Thank you for all the lives that will be touched with this broadcast. We are grateful for the testimonies that will abound. Be forever glorified in and through us all, in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts of the Apostle, chapter 17, verse 16 to 21. Acts 17, 16 to 21, and I'm using the New Living Translation. It reads, "While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply troubled by all the idols he saw everywhere in the city. He went to the synagogue to reason with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles, and he spoke daily in the public square to all who happened to be there. He also had a debate with some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. When he told them about Jesus and his resurrection, they said, 'What's this babbler trying to say with these strange ideas he's picked up?' Others said, 'He seems to be preaching about some foreign gods.' Then they took him to the high council of the city. 'Come and tell us about this new teaching,' they said. 'You are saying some rather strange things, and we want to know what it's all about.' It should be explained that all the Athenians, as well as the foreigners in Athens, seemed to spend all their time discussing the latest ideas." Let me read verse 21 in other translations. First, the New International Version. It reads, "All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas." That same Acts 17 verse 21, but this time around in the New King James Version, reads, "For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing." Let me move to the Good News Translation. It reads, "For all the citizens of Athens and the foreigners who lived there liked to spend all their time telling and hearing the latest new thing." And finally, let me use the Amplified Classic, which reads, "For the Athenians, all of them, and the foreign residents and visitors among them, spent all their leisure time in nothing except telling or hearing something newer than the last." It is clear from this verse that the craze for trends is not new. Generations before us loved trends, and generations after us, till Jesus' second return, will still love trends. A lot of people so love trends that they lose sight of fundamentals, the basics, foundational stuff, etc. Paul the Apostle was trying to veer them towards the truth. Christ is not new. Hebrews 13:8-9, using the Easy English Bible, reads, "Jesus Christ is always the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some people teach all kinds of strange new things. Do not let them lead you away from God's true message. It is good that God is very kind to us. That is what makes us strong inside ourselves. Rules about what foods we should eat do not make us strong like that. Those rules have never helped the people who tried to obey them." Let's do another version of Hebrews 13:8-9. Hebrews 13:8-9, and this time around, that's the Passion Translation. It reads, "Jesus, the Anointed One, is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So don't let anyone lead you astray with all sorts of novel and exotic teachings. It is more beautiful to feast on grace and be inwardly strengthened than to be obsessed with dietary rules which in themselves have no lasting benefit. We should stay the course and not allow ourselves to be distracted by every new fad. Moreover, is there anything new per se?" Ecclesiastes 1:9-10. Ecclesiastes 1:9-10, using the New Living Translation, reads, "History merely repeats itself. It has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is truly new. Sometimes people say, 'Here is something new,' but actually it is old. Nothing is ever truly new. Another version puts it this way, and that is the Easy Bible Version. It says, things that are happening now will continue to happen in the future. What people have done before, other people will do again. There is nothing truly new anywhere on the earth. People may say, look, here is something new, but really, it happened long ago, before we were born. I have said it somewhere before, and I say it again. Christ Jesus is the everlasting trend, the trend of all trends, the trend without end. In Him is life, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. Wouldn't you rather stick with the trend that trends forever, the true trend? That's it for this week. Don't forget to share this blessing with others. Sharing it shows that you were blessed and you love for others to be blessed as you were blessed. So you see, love is the motivation here, and love is seen in action. Also, listen to this podcast again and again to properly benefit from it. And should you be moved to give feedback, do not hesitate, as your feedback can inspire the next podcast. And always remember that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Stay well and blessings always. He's champion.